You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Every Friday morning, Jeff Howard in studio, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about new movies coming out this weekend and a few.
Oh, a few. A huge one, too. Fantastic Beasts 2.
Yeah.
The Crimes of Grindelwald. And this is in the Harry Potter universe. Harry Potter's not around, but this is maybe like 50, 60 years before the Harry Potter stories. And we have Eddie Redmayne back as Newt Scaramanger. And this time, Johnny Depp was the big reveal as Grindelwald in the last film. You know, he was the villain. So now he's out there trying to marshal the magical world against the human world. You know, because the two worlds, he doesn't want to coexist. He wants to rule both. Again, J.K. Rowling has given us a very fascist movie. Basically, that's the plot of the movie, is that he's trying to marshal all the magic people on his side. And, of course, they're split. It's very political.
So
this is not family friendly. This is boring in most parts. And I was disappointed because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Right.
Wow. But this is not a good time.
The other movie?
The other one is a holiday. It's going to be a holiday classic. Instant Family. You have Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne, who adopt out of foster care three siblings, including Isabella Moner, who's the older sister, and they has a little brother and a little sister. And so they think, well, we're just going to do the right thing and adopt these kids through the foster program. And of course, they get a lot more than they bargained for. And it's based on the director's actual experiences, Sean Anders, who was here in Vegas a few weeks ago that I had a chance to interview, because my whole family's adopted, my brother, my sister, and I. But we always forget about foster care, because nobody wants to take kids who are that old already.
Yeah.
So this movie shows the trials, the tribulations, the laughs, the cries, everything, and it's a really good time. It's a great thing you can take your family to also.
Very cool.
And one more.
Netflix is just bigger than ever. You know, they're really pushing Hollywood up there. The Coen brothers have an exclusive Netflix movie called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Oh,
if you like westerns, it's got James Franco, Tim Blake Nelson, Tom Waits. This is a six episodic movie. It's like six short stories of the old west.
Right.
They all deal with death, so it's kind of heavy.
But it
looks great. It's funny. And if you love the Coen brothers, it's really unique.
Follow them on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot.